welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your captain. Join me and my trusty ally, the cook, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up.
Did you get that?
I think so. Cut her off. Anyway, we're back.
We are.
We're in your house today.
We are.
Eve was rattling around just now, but she's left.
She has.
Didn't fancy it, did she?
She didn't.
You're allowed to say more.
Am I?
No. Shut up, I'll take this one.
That's fine.
We completed our challenge, which is the subject of today, which we're going to talk about in a bit.
I wonder if I could go the whole way through just doing two-word sentences.
Please do.
Okay. Oh, bollocks. Oh, that's fun, though.
Well, I suppose you could call it.
But we're looking at the lovely vista of rain. Well, you've got me, I've got you. But
well, you're looking at me. Yeah. Backdrop by rain.
Welsh dresser. It's going to be a bit of an immersive pod, I think, isn't it? We've got a few things to talk about. Yeah. Completed our challenge.
We did. So then that will, you know, people have probably seen by the title. And we're going to chat a bit about the big sesh today, which we attended, not the weekend just gone, the weekend before. So we've had plenty of time, haven't we, to have a reflection
and recover,
and recover for sure.
I don't know whether some people have recovered.
No, we'll find out. Let the listeners make their decision on that.
Yeah.
But no, firstly as well, I know you've had continuing your physio and building your strength back up. How's that gone?
It's going well, yeah. It's gone from my glutes to my hips. So now my hips don't lie, apparently. A little bit of nerves, so I'm getting on people's nerves. So, you know,
standard
me, really, isn't it? But and also obviously I know I mentioned there were things in the pipeline, but I've got luckily an additional role now covering Gwent with work. So which is nice. Nice in a it's weird sort of celebrating something like that because of the work I do.
Yeah, but, of course.
Yeah, just nice to be recognised, to expand, take on a bit more work now.
So it is nice because your job has a positive impact on other people, doesn't it? And it's a good job, so it is positive news for sure, mate.
Yeah, but how are you?
You don't ask me, do you?
No. I know you've done some travelling. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I went to some lovely places. I stopped in Devizes, and thank you to Cecile, who came out to meet, and she lives in Devizes and took on a bit. It was a horrible weather, she'll know that. And fed the horse. Got a horse
fed
there.
A horse?
So yeah, fed a horse, which was nice in the tipping down rain.
Nay.
It was nay bother.
Stop hoofing about.
And so I stopped in Devizes. And then
is that the main part of your place? Travel? Don't horses have mains?
Shut up. that was rubbish. And then I went on to Abingdon, which is beautiful. And the drive, like that part of Wiltshire,
it's lovely.
Avesbury and all that, like going through over to Oxfordshire, was nice. So and I've got a bit more travel this week. I'm going to London, Bath, but it's kind of keeping me on my toes a bit at the moment. I've got a lot of nice stuff lined up in June. Holidays, we've got a couple of cons, we've got Arctic Monkeys, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Me and Sarah are going to see the War on Drugs, which I'm super excited about. We've got a holiday to Spain, Nora's first on the plane. That. My birthday,
wedding anniversary as well.
Wedding anniversary, Sarah's dad's birthday on May the 4th be with you.
Oh yeah, I think we need to also just quickly say happy birthday to both our mums. It's a bit belated.
Oh yeah, we missed it, didn't we?
Yeah.
And they both do listen to the pod. So,
although,
we'll talk about the big sesh, we technically took my mum out for
a birthday. So, one of the people I wonder if they've recovered yet.
I know, because I think they will just come in for a bit, but we'll find out in a sec what happened. But right, let's go and have a chat. All right, so we're going to talk about the big sesh.
We
attended over the Easter weekend.
7th, 8th and 9th of April.
It was
on Westgate Hotel, Commercial Street, Newport.
Well
MP
done.
MP20, 1JL.
Send them some mail.
Yeah.
Actually, if they get gifts and we don't, I won't be happy.
Yeah, I know. CaptainandCookPod@gmail.com, people. Don't forget.
And Bryn's address is...
How do you know my address?
It's actually off the top of my head, I wouldn't be able to say it.
Well, interesting, Charlotte asked me yesterday what your postcode was, and I knew your address, so...
My postcode
I had to Google your postcode.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
But anyway, we went to the big sesh.
We did.
We couldn't make the Friday because of the commitments.
Yes.
So we went in Saturday
afternoon. I was in Edinburgh. Jeez, I didn't even talk about that.
Oh yeah, how was that? Save that for
another. We'll talk about it another time. I saw a big thief there. But anyway, yeah, so we couldn't make the Friday. It's unfortunate, you know, because obviously Joe Kelly and Royal Pharmacy were playing. Small Miracles, Otto, Dan's People, Brian Sear, Ellis Thomas.
So we missed a few, so
it was a good, it sounds like it was a good one, but I'm sure they'll be back.
Well, I saw Joe when I was chatting to him, like, on the Saturday, because the Friday, my wife was away, all parents were occupied.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those things. And, you know, family first, that's just how it is. But Saturday, my parents very kindly had Nora from like, sort of the afternoon. So I saw most of the daytime and, on Saturday, which was great. And obviously, I suppose on Saturday, for both of us, you joined for Aronson, didn't you? You didn't get to see last year, did you? So what did you think, mate?
Like I said, I can just picture such a good show for them.
Yeah.
And just building it. And it's obviously, so one of my friends, Jack, came as well, with his partner, Sarah. And we were talking, like, you said, oh, so what are these like? And I was like, I don't know how to describe them, but you'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, just...
just epic guitar. No vocals.
No vocals. And like partway through, they're like, oh yeah, we're Aronson.
Yeah.
We introduced ourselves, haven't we?
I mean, like the, you know, Mark, well, both the guitarists as well, like the amount of equipment they got on the floor to make the sounds that they need to make. But excitingly for them as well, just a little segue, they are playing Le Pub this Thursday.
Yeah.
Which if you're around, just trust me, just go. If I'm still deciding, I'm going to, hopefully, if I can, nip down. So come say hello. But they've also just released details of the new album. You can pre-order, can't you? So they're doing some nice they always do good t-shirts, don't they?
Yeah,
multicoloured vinyl. And if you can get on it, if it's a band we could recommend to you, and they're signed to Dirty Carrot now, aren't
they?
And Dirty Carrot put on the big set, so we're going to hear off Gav later. But Gav and Joe, you know, Kelly at Dirty Carrot, are getting some really good artists on at the moment. And obviously as well, they're responsible with Newport Bid for putting on the big sesh.
Yeah.
So we saw Aronson. But just before that as well, for me, I got to see Ray Goman, and she actually sang at the same open mic that I go to.
Oh, yeah.
So my mum follows her very closely. And I remember seeing her for the first time thinking, geez, like, her voice is so powerful. So I saw her in the thunder and explained to her, oh God, I do reckon I know your mum, and we were chatting away. So I'm really nervous. She's a thing, but she played in the Badgers den, which was like the acoustic room.
Wasn't that was just arrived.
Yeah, just playing, got there. Yeah, very good. And she's got a bright future ahead of her. But yeah, thoroughly enjoyed that. But you stuck around, because after Aronson, I had to go, and you stuck around then, didn't you?
I did, yeah. But also, I think, do you want to touch on the Rogues?
Oh, the Rogues. Because I got there before you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So. One thing, what they did this year as well, which was different to last year, was they opened up the downstairs area and called it Bar 22. Last year they used that as a green room, and they thought, like, it didn't seem like the right way to use that space. And that was a cracking addition, weren't it, into the ballroom. And then that meant they could start the ballroom stage a bit later, and make sure that every artist that played on the three stages then almost had their fair share of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw the Rogues down there. And they're the first band I've seen in that, you know, particular venue. Great space, because you could stand up on the stairs, couldn't you, that led up to the ballroom and look down.
Yeah.
They were brilliant. I've said to you,
now,
you missed it, but you know, you're out at rugby when you joined, so I'm really excited about them. And Gavin, when he introduced them, he sort of said, we just need them to release singles, because they've got the music.
Yeah.
It's all their stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember getting like Catfish the Bottom End vibes at times.
Okay, nice.
Just proper good indie music. And the lead singer had he looked like a young lad, he probably is, but he had a proper like great, like deep gravelly voice. You know, you're looking at him and you're in the voice, was just like a bit of a, ooh, like that's a bit of like offset. A bit like when you hear Paolo Nutini for the first time, then you see him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't add that up. But the Rogues, 100% look out for them, because I think they're gonna be big.
They're gonna go. Nice, but yeah, so then, I stayed on. I was very fortunate, I got to see the Eurekas.
Yes, you were.
Really didn't know what to expect from when they were setting up, but just, I think energy is probably the way in which I describe it. Just so much fun to listen to.
Yeah.
When I was just there, I think I messaged you after that
you
one.
You did,
I said,
so much
they
fun.
Were absolutely class.
Yeah,
you know?
So much fun.
Yeah, just, it was, I wanted to dance around and jump around. I know the Sunday I did a little bit after some beers, but that, I was very aware of my leg. It was just, I think, just fun.
Just a good band. Good indie band again.
Yeah,
good sound.
Yeah, really good sound. And then I actually got hungry, so I went and got some food.
Yeah, you did.
But made it back for Mojo Jr.
Okay,
So, yeah, big shout. So he had someone called Key Govard on the keys as well. Oh. Key on the keys.
Dog on the keys.
Dog on the keys, yeah, yeah. And yeah, again, just a different sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bit of everything for me, it sounded like. Just an easy one to listen to. I was just, after a while, just like my foot was tapping. I was like, oh, I mean, you know, this is
it's
nice.
Dreamy pop. I wasn't there, but I listened to his music. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really easy, like you said, easy listening.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Following on, I know, because they went out of sync a little bit, but then we had to get, so Tom Orton and the Bottle Breakers just didn't, you know, it's nice actually seeing people like, well, I know you're there, but I haven't listened to any music.
Yeah.
So we'll see what you like. And just, it was a tight show.
Yeah, it was.
Just together in how they performed it. And again, the acoustics in that ballroom, my ears were ringing. It was great.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It was so, like, it was so good just being, you know, and then it was almost like building. You know, the whole night was like building to this climax. And then downstairs, and I messaged, it's quite funny, I was watching, I was like, I can almost feel a little bit like a proud manager here because Pseudo Cool Ron.
Yeah.
And I think it's the fourth time I've seen them now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we saw them at Record Store Day.
Yes.
I saw them in McCann's. We saw them support Mr. Bewley.
Yes.
I've just seen them then. Wow. So I've seen them four times. So I don't know whether that makes me a groupie yet.
You are definitely a groupie.
I think I'd be.
You'd be a good groupie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be close enough to be able to.
We have to get those photos up from the pub where you were holding that mannequin breast with that thing.
Yeah, so and again, you know, they were down in bar 22.
Yeah.
They absolutely smashed it.
Yes.
Like, you know, started off.
They're so clean, aren't they? Yeah, like, they're just tight, like.
Yeah, started off. I always get Blitzkrieg Bop and Ballroom Blitz muddled up. I'm pretty sure it's Ballroom Blitz.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll tell me off if I got it wrong. So yeah, started off with that. And then you could just see, like, people were talking, you know, people were getting drinks. As soon as it kicked off, people just stopped.
And
they were like watching. You saw like people come downstairs, you know, and just really getting involved. And it's quite nice for me because I was like, oh, I know some of these words now.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm starting to sing along. And they really have like a crowd involved at the front as well. You
that's
know, people,
good.
Like bouncing about, jumping about. Then I was back up to watch this person. And I know he's been in touch.
He has.
Talking almost before he was going on as to what he's like. So should we hand it over
to
him?
Yeah, we've got to his message.
Hello, Captain. Hello, Cook. And hello, listeners. This is Jack, also known as Key Gofford. And I'm really looking forward to playing the big sesh in Newport tonight. Headlining the Saturday as well, which is really exciting. It's about midday, and I've been spending most of my morning doing housework, to be honest, and getting my equipment ready for tonight. I'll check back in later on when I get to the venue, and I'll also check in as well after the gig. Cheers, guys. Catch you in a bit.
Sorry, it's my house.
I just got that on. He burped just before that and then said sorry, and they said he's not sorry because it's his house.
Yeah.
Fine. So, thanks for that message.
Yeah, thanks for that message, Jack. So this was quite interesting. So I was watching, I was like, it's an amalgamation of different people here.
Yeah.
Because you had Mojo Jr. with him.
They swapped roles then, didn't they?
Yeah, Lloyd from Pseudo Cool on guitar.
Yeah.
And then he called Cathy up to do some singing as well.
Brilliant.
And it was just almost like the perfect ending. The one, I'd give him feedback. The one shame, I think, like, he needed a disco ball.
Do you need a disco ball?
A disco ball above would have been class.
Next year.
Yeah, like, it just would have added to, like, the whole way which he was performing, the way he was doing. And I heard a couple of people comment saying, it's nice hearing someone singing in Welsh.
Ah, good.
No, actually, yeah, because I know...
That's good.
No, he spoke quite openly about that on his pod. Gave us a shout out, which was quite nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that was lovely. Made people look at me, and I was like, oh, no.
And he went up on the... He went up, didn't he?
And he went up on the balcony. So before... So I bumped into the, you know, the whole... I don't know, Meister gang are they now or something?
Yeah, yeah.
So I bumped into them all just before. And, Key was saying, like, because... He was chatting to Gav at the same time as me. He said, you know that balcony? Can I get up there? I want to get up there. Mm. And Gav said, well, it's a bit tight to get around, but you know, you probably could. And then partway through the set, he just disappeared. And people, like, looking around, I was like, I know where he's gone here. And then the shot when he was on top of this balcony with a band playing in front of him.
That's quality. Like,
and he came back down and said, I didn't realise A, how far it was and how unfit I am, and B, I'm quite scared of heights.
Because basically from that moment you'd have dropped straight down the steps that led to bar 22, wouldn't he?
Yeah, there watching, I was like, I really what hope an ending that would have been. Oh, I know. Like that would probably be But no, I mean, it's a big thing headlining.
Massive.
It's a really big thing. Massive. And I know, you know, fair play to all Sooner the guys.
Sooner call headlining the bar 22 and then him headlining the ballroom to close the Saturday.
Yeah.
That doesn't get bigger than that.
No.
That's Saturday night, middle of the festival.
Middle of the festival. Doing,
when most people are out.
Yeah. And like, I think just fair play to them, A, for putting their names down to do it.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, again, they're in the spotlight. You know, and yeah, massive, massive well done. It was pretty late by the end.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll admit I was quite tired. Sort of trying, you know, because I had to drive home after that, after getting in at 1:30 in the morning from Edinburgh. Yeah. So it was a long day, but it just capped off such a good day.
And they do, I love though, that they all look out for each other, support each other.
Yeah.
You know, they're all slightly different in their style, but they're fully supportive of each other.
I think everyone who played in the ballroom stayed to watch.
That's awesome.
From, I think, like, or at least one, there was a representative from each band stayed to watch a key at the
That's
end,
quality.
Which is this class,
Well done, mate. And honestly, and he took some straight after. Well, I think, I don't know if he's just got home or whatever after. But can you notice anything different about Jack's tone of voice, maybe, and energy in this message?
Hello, it's Jack checking in. It's about 10 till 1 in the morning. I'm back home from a big sesh. I played a set with Mortal Junior and then closed out for Saturday as Key Gofford. It's my first time playing in Newport as Key Gofford. And it was really fun. There's a lot of really fun characters around and it's a really fun time. The Westgate Hotel is a really pretty building. It was definitely a new experience, but a fun experience. And I was glad to see Brent as well. So hope you're both okay and see you soon.
He's a bit tired there, isn't he?
Bless him. I wonder if he's woken up yet or if he's still asleep, sleeping it off.
Write in and let us know, Jack, you're okay.
Yeah, please.
No, great. And like I said, you know, we're super proud. Mm. We always say, you know, we do look out, don't we, for local bands that we enjoy. And seeing you succeed, guys, genuinely for us. It's even with the big sesh, Gavin, Dirty Carrot and all that, seeing what Joe Kelly's done. I think he's already working on some new music again. Mm. It's just great.
Yeah.
And we're going to really try and help to be as part of possible, and promote our own scene.
Yeah.
Because Newport at one point in the 90s being called the new Seattle. Because Seattle was obviously Nirvana and all the bands that came off the back of them. But everyone would come through TJ's.
Yeah.
You know, and now we've got the Pub McCann's, we've got the Big Sesh, you know, all those other things. And there's just some good music around. So anyway, this led us to the Sunday, which it was my mum's birthday. I cooked a roast. Sarah returned from a hen do, and I basically handed Nora over to her, tired, and said, right, it's my turn.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad drove us in. And I think on the way, they were like, oh, we'll come in and have a drink, and then we'll probably just go back. And they stayed longer than you.
They did, I know.
But anyway, just to build it up, the acoustic stage was going when we got in there, which again was the Badger's Den. Now, the lovely people at Badger's Den, by the way, are going to be hosting a stage at the Devorden Festival, which we've been invited to. They've got a Badger's Den stage there. I think Pseudo Cool are playing Devorden.
They are,
And Mojo Junior as well, I believe. Is he playing?
Yes, I believe so.
And so the vibes with them is very like acoustic. Very like they had like the hippie decor, didn't they, and stuff like that. But what I liked about it, really like sort of chilled atmosphere, and it built the day. So when we got there, Faith Parry was singing. She was super. I got hairs in the back of my neck now. She was so good. Right. And she's not got any music on Spotify yet, but I do hope she goes on to release some stuff. But I just loved the bit where she said, and now I'd like to invite up the bandmate who played the banjo and said, and now we're Ophelia's Beard, wouldn't it? So she did a solo set and then she
changed,
got. But there was a song she sang for her sister, and that really,
really how
touched.
I felt.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really touching.
It,
so.
It almost like. Everyone was always hanging on to every note.
Yeah,
it was like
for
so quiet in there. It was so nice. Yeah.
So she was absolutely superb. And then we were sort of like flicking in between, weren't we? Because we had Ollie P came on a bit later, didn't he? But we'd gone downstairs as well to watch a bit of King's Alias, didn't we?
They were fun.
I really
enjoyed them. Yeah, and it turns out knew someone who I went to school with.
Yes, so, that's right.
Yeah, but just such a bopping band to listen.
Scott like, Hoppy.
Right up my street. And obviously Grant joined us as well,
Grant
didn't he?
Came along, which was lovely. Along,
yeah.
So we had Grant there, we had my mum, we had my dad. It was proper.
We had our own... I nearly completely groupies. That's it. We'll use that.
Grant could be a groupie.
He could be a groupie.
But no, like it was great for him to drive over, make the effort. Yeah. And I think like the Badger demo when Ollie P came on after.
Yeah.
Again, very good, very talented.
And a love story there as well. Where he met his fiance at Big Sesh last year.
The previous year, and we were there.
We were there.
Yeah. I reckon we probably helped it happen.
Obviously, yeah.
But no, it was like,
she probably thought, well, I don't want to be with either of those two, so yeah, I'll go.
It's quite, she took the wedding ring, so thank God.
Yeah.
There's someone else's problem. But Ollie, it was, mate, and I know we talked to you, and you know, again, these people we're speaking about, you might hear some of these people pop up on pods.
Yeah.
But Ollie, it was just to be in the room and him profess his love for his business and sing a song about it. It was just really moving. Like, you know, to be this quite privileged to see such a tender moment. And that was sort of like King's Alias was sort of sandwiched in around that. Mm. But Ian Lynn Palmer came on a little bit later. He was from Rogerstone.
Okay.
I know you might, because we were in between, you went to get some food and missed a bit. Yeah. But he said he almost jacked in the guitar. Because he just said, you know, didn't feel like he was going anywhere. He was superb. He got up, right? Yeah. And my mum loved it, like his set. And I was like, God, I think we went up to him after and thank God you didn't. But he's a Roger guy. If I see him around, Ian Lynn Palmer, I'm going to say hello properly. But in between that, we had Reggie Santana's and the Dim Panicos. So or the Dim Panics.
Fun.
Yeah, Panico.
So much fun listening to them. Yeah. Just.
Didn't even know what to say.
No.
He came out with a mask on, didn't he?
Yeah.
I said to you, didn't I? I was like blind boy.
Yeah.
Like blind boy sort of vibes.
I didn't want it to stop. Like, I was properly built into a crescendo then. Well, I think I did build myself into the crescendo.
And then
went, oh, there we go. That's me there.
But their sound was just, it's hard to explain. Because like my dad, I mean, I'll use my dad's words, probably the best. My dad said, normally with punk, I walk out.
Yeah.
It's not his style. Mm. He's not interested. He absolutely loved them.
Yeah.
And we were talking to the lead singer after, I'm sorry, mate, I've got your name again. I've had a pint with you in the Murringer as well. Mm. I'm awful at things like this. But I said, my dad, I think, is a bit of a fanboy. And we were having a laugh about it. But lovely guy. And when I remember having a pint with him in the Murringer. And he's really interesting to talk to as well in terms of his view on the world. And I think that comes through in his music. But they were definitely standout.
Yeah. But again, the right venue for it.
Perfect venue for it.
Just the right venue.
He was engaging people in the crowd, though, wasn't he? He was going up and he was singing to people. Mm. He was walking through the crowd, dancing with people. Just a good time. Mm. Like a love. He was bringing people in, and I love that. I think around this time you exited, didn't you?
Yes.
So rest now. Just a quick summary for me. Thanks to Caroline Abraham for making sure I was in Bar 22 for the Burning Ferns. They closed the Bar 22 stage. Her brother plays in that band. They've just released an album, which is on Spotify. So if you put in Burning Ferns, you'll find them. Absolutely brilliant. Honestly, like, probably, not an offence, but older guys, you know. But the sound was great. Like, the next day I put the album on.
Yeah.
On the bank holiday Monday. I really, really enjoyed it. So a massive thank you to Kaz for making sure I knew about them and that I was there. I then nipped in between, saw a bit of Finding Aurora. The timings were a bit off. I can't remember which way around it was. God, they're big.
It's a big
sound.
I've had them on today. And it's just,
proper rockers. Like, it's not metal, is it? It's not quite that far. It's rock. Heavier side, but the vocals are really melodic, aren't they? It's melodic rock. I really enjoyed them. They're already big. They don't need any more promoting than they've got. And we did watch Mike Borger, who'd flown all the way from New York.
I think
he said he'd played, was it Liverpool or somewhere the night before? Because me and my mum spoke to him. Lovely, lovely guy as well. And he was staying with people who were at the show.
Yeah.
A guy, an older guy who lives with his mum. Mm. He'd stayed with them. And then he was flying back to New York the next day. And he was saying that he finds his music is easier accepted here than it is in New York City.
It's interesting.
And he had a really nice, it was a really nice way to like to close off that stage. And that was it. By that point, I was merry. I was tired. I was like full of joy. I'd like really fulfilled. I think the people who run Big Sesh, like Gav, Joe, and the people who help them out, they're just good people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they do create that atmosphere of inclusiveness and just the mixture of bands, like the mixture of sounds. You know, you'd be listening to a picked acoustic guitar in one room, punk in another room, disco with Key a bit later.
It's basically choreographed to a T.
Yeah, perfect.
Literally the whole weekend they choreographed it to a T. So fair play to them. And just, you know, I know I put on and some people may come back with other feedback, but Cap Mercer's Bands UK responded and said they were lucky enough to perform at the Big Sesh, and yeah, they just praised. They said it was an amazing atmosphere and lovely staff. So they clearly didn't meet us.
Yeah. We're sorry we missed you in the passing as well. There was just so much going on at one point. But yeah, thank you for coming back. And we're going to talk in a little bit about what we've done off the back of you know, we've tried to compile some of the ones we saw and some extras.
Yes.
But I think, you know, just to summarise, we already can't wait for next year. And I think, not giving too much away, might be a bit of involvement.
Yeah.
If we say it here, Gav,
you've got to do it.
You've got to do it, mate.
There's at least 3 listeners coming after you, if not.
You, me and Bryn, you're chasing yourself, Gav. Yeah. But hopefully now as well, we'll get to hear off Gavin. We just asked him for some reflections, really, on the weekend. I know he was running around like a lunatic. He was working behind the bar, comparing. And that's why we've offered to step in and hopefully help a little bit.
We'll run the bar.
Imagine that.
One for you, one for me, one for you, one for me.
I just be telling everyone that they have to put one over for us.
Yeah.
And I have a chalkboard about and go, right, it's 8 o'clock now, Bryn.
Yeah. How many pints have we got in?
27
each. Why is there a weird squiggle?
No, but for this section, we'll hand it over to Gav to close it out for us.
Hi, Bo. Thanks for giving Dear to Carrot the opportunity to say a few words on your podcast. And thanks for the support and doing a Big Sesh special. Big Sesh 23 was a huge success. It's clearly growing every year, and every day the numbers were up from last year. So it's really great to see. I think that adding the third stage and Bar 22 downstairs was an inspired decision. It's a space that is just too good not to use, and a great venue in its own right. And it was that stage that provided a few highlights for me as well. Seeing the Rogues playing to a packed audience at 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon when they haven't even released a song yet really put a smile on my face. And Burning Ferns, another Newport band, playing on Sunday night was another absolute buzz. I just want to say a huge thanks to everyone who helped organise the festival, particularly Record One and Chris and Carla from Badgerfest. I also want to say a big thank you to Newport Bid who helped fund the event, and to everyone who came along to support and had a great time. Hopefully we'll see you next year.
Seagull Corner.
Yeah, so I've actually got a seagull story.
Go on then.
I know. I was quite surprised. I tried to get some of it on video to show you, but it didn't work. It stopped by the time. So yeah, I might go a bit more immersive and actually to tell a story.
Okay.
You know, really tell it. So, you know, I invite people who are listening, you don't have to close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. You know, I'm really imagining me, you know, and think how cool that would be. But no, so yeah.
You're selling this thing.
Yeah. So I go to the gym before work, and then I get into work quite early. It was Tuesday, I think. So, you know, I was quite tired after the gym, drove into work, parked up, opened my door, and I had to chuck something in the bins by work. It's a great story, isn't it? And all I could hear like this really loud seagull noise, and I was like, what's going on? You know, like, how is one seagull making that much noise? So I went up, chucked in the bin. I looked, I saw on the roof that there was the seagull there.
Yeah.
It was making noise, making noise, making noise. and then suddenly stopped, and then two seagulls made noise. They turned round, and they were having a whale of a time for Tuesday morning. So basically, I tried to film the seagulls making baby seagulls.
Well, that's what they were doing. Sorry, I thought you just meant they were just shouting at each other.
No. They were.
So you know what a seagull sex sound is like?
I
now,
do.
Then.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just such a. There was a point where I was trying to.
How
film
long
it.
Did you watch for?
Long enough to realise what was happening. But they like went in a circle as well, and then like the seagull like fluttered his wings and went back down. I was like,
he hasn't finished yet. So they don't just do it for reproduction, then they do it just for a bit of fun.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know. I didn't ask him.
I just picture though you getting your phone out to try to do it.
So I tried zooming in on my phone, and I think at that point I was like. Wait, what's got? And then I realised what was happening, so I laughed, and then they stopped.
Some person in the background, like walked past, going weirdo. That's the first proper seagull story we've had since. Remember, Drew from Blue Amber told us his story about that one being stuck outside his room or something, wasn't it? He'd have to go out there and get rid of it because it got stuck.
So
that's a really good one. Yeah. And also, just a quick segue to Drew, because I forgot about this. Mm-hmm. They played their first gig in London.
They did.
Last week.
Yeah, so well done.
Another nice band one. That we, you know, we got on early. We've like, you
well.
Know.
We've done well.
I'd say it's all down to us.
It is. We're their managers. We at least get 10% of their profits. Like,
and we have to as well, Ellis, apologise for Midnight Mass, because honestly, it's too, we overcommitted.
Logistically, yeah.
It was also travel, because for us, it was... involved getting from Newport to Cardiff and then on a bank holiday getting back again.
Yeah,
we struggle, so we owe you one, mate.
We do,
and we will make sure it's made up for. We will get there to one of your next gigs, a club, wherever it is.
I tell you where they are playing. They're playing Rebel Fest,
and they well, we should be there. And we'll they're also there. We won't be there Saturday because we're going to Jersey Boys, yes, which is already pre-booked, but they're playing McCann's on Saturday, the pre-record store day event.
That'll be loud
for them. I don't think McCann's know what's coming.
No, I don't think Tiny Rebel do either.
No.
We'll, bring it, Ellis.
They'll find out. They'll find out.
On our next voyage.
Love you.
Yeah, love you too. But can you say, on our next voyage. High five. Good boy.
Thanks, child.
Yep.
Would we give it like... Gwen Clown was last time.
Brown last, I think.
Was it?
I think so. Put Nora in.
Nora. Thanks, Nora.
Or Max or... Yeah.
Whatever.
Love you.
I put them all in. That was lovely.
Yeah.
What have you got for me?
Challenge. So this is a challenge. So, you know, people get involved if you want. So essentially, when this comes out, you will have completed it. So it's record store day coming up. And all I'd like you to do is feedback in the next pod, your favourite record, why it's your favourite, and just three facts about like what you're listening to.
You know,
I know it's gonna be. But yeah. So just listen to vinyl.
Okay, I'll go get back to my vinyl collection this week. That's that's just literally like that's just like joyous. Anyway, so that is absolutely joyous. For you, so we've been talking about the big sesh, and we are hoping to get involved. Mm-hmm. If we had a Captain and Cook setup, what would it look like? Right, like what would you design it? How would you set it up? Would you know? I know you'd
be a solo show.
The Captain.
Yeah.
But you'd put up the candle with a cross through my name, wouldn't you? Or something like that. I reckon though it'd be awesome, right? Already just get the juices flowing. Is to like say it was in the ballroom at the big thing. So behind the band, there's two like portraits of us, floor to ceiling. But like in like what you'd see like old style, do you know what I mean? Where we're like looking off camera. It's almost like as if like Stalin had a music. Thing you'd have a big portrait of Stalin behind it.
Of a statue.
No, that's outside.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Do you think?
Let's go.
So that's Big Sesh 2023.
It is. Bring on 2024.
I said to Gav, can you just do one in between?
Yeah. please.
Just do it again.
Yeah.
Thanks to, like, you know, there's a lot of effort. I was talking to Joe and he was saying, like, he'd had a bit of a rough time, let's put it that way, in terms of his phone going missing from travelling. And there's one point where he wanted to jack it all in. So I know it was a lot of stress went into it. But I'm hoping when he saw it all coming together again, as it does, over the weekend, that all the efforts were worthwhile.
Yeah.
As well, just to go back to Schlug, I've seen a lot of the videos from Midnight Mass. It looked like a cracking night.
It really did, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, knowing Ellis, he'll probably try and do something like that again. Aronson are playing this week. You know, you've got Schlug on, and we've got the prerequisite sort of anything.
Sudoku play, Sudoku. Like they're everywhere. Like everyone's playing everywhere. It's great. Yeah,
Children have left the nest.
They have, I know.
I think we'll wrap
with you.
I know, but we'll wrap it up there, I think. So until next time, ta-ra from me.
Ta-ra from him.